Chancellor Biddy Martin says the university has far less need-based financial aid than any other Big Ten university, with $20 million in unmet aid every year. To close that gap, the Chancellor's Madison Initiative for Undergraduates is calling for a $250 annual increase in tuition over the next 4 years for in-state residents and $750 annually for out-of-state students. Martin says the increase would not affect students whose families make $80,000 or less.
It's going to be harder for low and middle income families to send students to UW-Madison in these times than it already was. And our students need an even better preparation for these challenging times and the economy they face as graduates than they have ever needed.
The tuition increase is expected to generate $10 million over 4 years. The university expects to match that amount with an additional $10 million in private donations. Martin says the money will go towards need-based aid, retaining and recruiting faculty, and making sure students are able to get into high-demand courses. UW freshman Ellie Sito says the proposal makes sense to her because families who can afford to pay a little more should. But senior Mary Duke disagrees.
Tuition's always going up, so it's not a surprise, but it's just when does it stop?
The initiative is separate from the proposed statewide tuition increase of 5 to 6%. Public forums will be held to discuss the initiative over the next month, and the regents will vote on the proposal in May. Christina Clarkson, Wisconsin Public Radio.